I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I'm David.
And I'm Jason.
I just woke up from a nap.
And I had to go in there and rouse this kid out.
Couldn't give me 5 more minutes of nap time because this is so important to him.
12:35, you said. I actually gave you to 12.
It's 1:09.
Yeah, I gave you extra time.
But I was dreaming.
Good, you went into the REM sleep. That means that'll rest you up.
You know what I was dreaming of?
My face.
Doing this podcast with someone else. Thank God you woke me up, though, because it was a nightmare.
Aww. Oh, I saved it.
All right, what's up, guys? Today, we had our first ad last week. Today, we don't have... Can you stop shaking your feet on that box? You are going to pick it up on the radio, or on the radio, wherever this podcast plays. Last week, we got to read an ad. This week, we don't have an ad. I guess they maybe didn't like it, so they didn't give us another job.
We might have an ad. I mean, you know, there might be an ad coming in. We don't know yet. We just decided to record. I didn't talk to New York yet. New York hasn't gotten back to me, David.
You're speaking to all of New York?
I've been on the phone with New York the entire time, and I have not heard back from them.
Well, how did New York first approach you?
They came to me and they said, "Hey, Jason Nash, we all of New York want to talk to you.
And I'll give you the key to the city and some more ZipRecruiter jobs."
Yeah, and I've been going through each person one by one, speaking to them directly on the phone. We had a big ad sales call yesterday, so I'm putting
Was
on
I
my,
there?
Yeah, you were on it.
I love being on those calls. Guys, the way this business works is we take like hour-long phone calls, like 45-minute phone calls with like 8 people on these phone calls. And it's usually just one person talking, and then the person goes, after 20 minutes of talking, goes, "Any questions?" And everyone is just like dead because everyone has the phone on mute.
Yeah, and sometimes it's 5 people taking turns for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know that like everyone's getting their turn to talk. And, you know, it's people doing their job, but a lot of it you don't need to hear yet. We're not talking about the people that are the podcast. We're talking about some other jobs. We shouldn't talk about this.
We talk about the people that are on the calls with us about the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people that are running this podcast suck, man.
David's been a lot nicer to me.
I'm kidding. They're good. Go.
Just so everyone knows.
I've been nicer?
Yeah, you've been a lot nicer.
Because Liza called in and said, "Be nicer to Jason."
Yeah. I mean, just in general. I'm not even talking about the podcast.
I'll tell you when I was mean.
When?
About an hour and a half ago when we were having a conversation about cheating and the importance of bro code, and Jason can't seem to understand why I would tell his girlfriend if he was cheating on his girlfriend.
If you want to have this conversation right now, we can.
I'm ready to uncrank it right now. Let's do it.
Well, then let's do it. Todd is 26 years old.
Oh, not the marriage conversation.
Hang on.
Okay.
Whatever. David said to me, if I was cheating on Liza...
No.
I would expect you to tell her. And I said, no, I would not get involved in that at all.
To clarify, it was me cheating on Liza. Jason's not dating Liza. I said to Jason, "Jason, if I'm dating Liza and I cheat on her, I want you to come to me and I want you to say, 'Hey, man, that's not right. That's fucked up. I'm going to give you some time to think about it. You have about 2 weeks to tell her, or I'm going to go right in there and be Judge Judy my fucking self.'"
Because David thinks he's Tony Soprano.
No, I don't think
he needs
Tony
to go around and make everything right between everyone.
That's not
and,
right
and
at all.
And David, it's David's call and it's David's world.
No, that's not true. I just think it's...
Scott, I heard you did some stuff to Kristen. You know that's not right and how we do it in the vlog family.
Dodge, you've been cheating. Not good luck.
Not a good look. Not for the brands.
Gonna have to cut off 3 of your fingers. No, but I'm trying to explain to Jason that
if
it's...
If Blue Apron gets a word of this, Scott, it could be over for the whole family.
No, I'm trying to explain to Jason that it's not a bad thing. Like, I understand not being in people's business if they're fighting about, like, who's paying for groceries more often or not seeing each other enough. But, like, I feel like cheating is such a universal thing. If you're doing it, it's a bad thing no matter what.
Without question.
Oh, cool.
And I'm not cheating on anybody.
You don't have anybody to love.
Nor can I. Because I don't have a girl. Oh, God, I walked myself right into that. That's really what I'm trying to say here. I'm all alone. It all comes back to that. Any conversation we have comes back to how I'm alone.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You like pizza? Yeah, I usually eat the entire thing by myself. No. But I'm just saying that, like, I understand you think butting into relationships is like horrible and disingenuous or whatever, but like, I feel like that's just such
it's
a,
not
like,
disingenuous. You're using the word wrong. I don't think there's anything disingenuous about it.
I think it's like, yeah, it's like you think that
it's a God complex.
It's a God complex.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bold statement, Mr. Nash.
Well, you do have a God complex.
You think it's a God complex for me to tell one of my friends that he's being cheated on?
I think you're that's such different. I think that's different. I think, okay, like...
You're such a firm believer of the bro code that there's no way I can...
It's a bit of a bro code, and it's also like, it's none of your business. It's not. What if I had a girlfriend and she's cheating on me, right? Let's say I'm in love with this girl. Let's say I'm doing everything I can to stay in her life. Let's say that she wants to have other men and I don't. Let's say that I kind of know maybe in the back of my mind that she's got a wandering eye. And then you find out David gets in his Tesla, comes screaming over to my house, listening to, I don't know, some cool music that you listen to. And then you run in and you're like, Ashley's cheating. And then I go, David, I wish you'd never, ever told me that.
Okay, maybe. There's a very, very small chance I'm not seeing it from the way you're seeing it. But I don't know what relationship that happens in. But I know for a fact, if Liza was cheating on me, I'd want to know. Because one of the reasons I love her is because I trust her. And if that's broken, I would love to know that.
If Liza started cheating on you, would you just end it?
Yes. And she would end it in a heartbeat if I did that to her. Trust is like the biggest part in a relationship. And if that's broken, I understand if you have an agreement with a person and you're like, hey, we have an open relationship. Don't ask, don't tell. You can go, if you really need to, go ahead and sleep with someone for a night. That's crazy to me, but I understand that some people work like that and they have relationships like that. But if you guys both have talked about it, and you guys are exclusive to each other, there's no reason why I should be keeping that from Ashley, from your girlfriend, and be like, and I shouldn't be telling her that you're sleeping with other people. Because I feel like as a person, as another human being, I owe it to her.
But, yeah, I don't know. I disagree. I just think it's...
Maybe,
what I was going to say?
I think you've lived in LA for so long that there's so many fucked up relationships here. And just like fucked up, not even fucked up relationships, just like it's a different style of dating here that maybe it's more normal to stick your, you know, nose out of it.
Right.
And maybe I don't know anything about relationships yet because I'm 20.
Right.
But like from my perspective, I just think it's a no-brainer. If someone's cheating on someone, just be like, hey, dude, that's not right. Tell them. And I don't know.
You wouldn't give your girlfriend a chance if she like slipped up?
That's not a slip up, dude.
Well, one night thing. She slips up. She's like, yeah, I slipped up.
No, but like, and I hate saying that I would break up with her because like, I'd break up with her. But like, I know she wouldn't do it. So I'm not like worried about it. Do you know what I mean?
I know you're not worried about it. I'm just asking you a hypothetical question.
He's like, so if I made out with your girlfriend, Liza, so what?
Like, why do you always present these scenarios where I'm with Liza? There could be nothing.
Because I know you want her.
Oh, please.
You sick fuck.
That's so gross.
Oh, you don't think my girlfriend's beautiful?
No, she's super hot. She's Excuse dripping me? Sexiness.
She's dripping sexiness. No, okay, I agree. Whatever, let's drop this conversation.
David's really good at it. David is a bit of the godfather around here. I will give him that. And I'll say, I'm going to pay you a compliment right now, which is...
I'm ready.
David's a real asshole, and he's a real douche, and he's a real hot shot. In his car.
Okay, when does the compliment
come? In his mansion. In his dumb boots that he decided to wear today.
My shoes are wet.
No, I like your shoes. But David's, I'll tell you what David's really good. David's really good about keeping us all on the same page. Like when there's a crisis, David, you're very good. You're very good in a crisis. You come in and you kind of make sure everything gets done. Like case in point, the other day, Scott was shooting a video. My roommate, Scott, his name's Scotty Sire. Check him out. He was shooting a video, and then I was going to do it, but then I couldn't do it because of some conflict. And David, you came in and you were really good about it. You made sure you were helpful. You were helpful in getting it,
thanks,
it all worked out. That was really good. I like that.
I like
about
resolving
you.
Conflicts, especially when they're conflicting with my intentions for the rest of the day. When there's a problem presented and it's ruining my day.
Oh, is that what happened? You were like, let's solve Scott's problems so I can get back to shooting.
No, I mean, I'm a lot more helpful when it's ruining my day too.
Right.
I was getting it. No, but yeah, that's I do like resolving things.
You're good like that. You take care
like
of
when
all
you guys us. When you guys all moved out.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. Putting you guys into homes.
David paid the security deposit on this home so we could all move in here, which was really generous and
satanic.
and satanic and weird. And I'm not sure you've gotten your money's worth.
Well, I did it to have the key to this house.
Which you lost.
Which I lost. But it's really nice to have the key to here, and I can come in this house and film whenever. I have the key to like four different homes right now.
Yeah.
I feel like the mayor of the city.
They're going to give you the key one day, maybe.
No, but it's really, it comes in handy.
Yeah, and David's trying to put the other cast members. David does a vlog, which is a very successful vlog, and it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And he has cast members. He's got, you know, he's got a dwarf.
Cast members is a little dark. It's
dark?
They're just like friends in our friend group. I like saying cast members in a joking way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's fine.
They're like friends in our friend group that we film with, and there's like 15 of them, and it's very specific to them.
And he has, you know, he has a dwarf. He has a pothead.
I have Big Nick. I have Dom.
He has a failing actor.
Jason doesn't even remember their names.
me. Failing actor's me. Yeah, and what was my point? Oh, so my point is at one point, David was trying to get us all into homes, all built around how easy it could be for him to shoot with everyone. So like Corinna,
but not in like a way where I'm kicking people out of their
home. No. You're trying to be helpful, but you're so clear. You're steering it all towards what's going to be best for the vlog. Because one of the problems with David that David has is he can't shoot everything in the same house. It's got to make it look like he's in different locations. So he's got his house on.
Jesus Christ. He's got his house on 423 Jefferson Place. It's a beautiful house. You can't miss it. It's right across the street from McDonald's.
Shit. Now I got to make an edit. We're doing so good.
Now I have to buy a new fucking apartment.
So he's got an apartment. He's got his new mansion. And then he's got this.
Which is right down the street.
He's got this house, which is a separate.
It's not a mansion, by the way.
It's not a mansion. It's a nice house. It's a beautiful view. And then he's got this house here where Scott and Todd and Kristen and I live. So he just kind of bops around. But then, like, Corinna needed a place to live, who's a girl that's on David's vlog. And then he was trying, to put her here. He was trying to get her into
the apartment. I was trying to get her to move in with Big Nick and Dom while I moved into my new house. And I thought
where would Big Nick go?
Big Nick would go into.
To your place?
Yes.
Your apartment now?
Yeah.
You're trying to put Big Nick in there?
I was trying. It didn't work.
What did Big Nick say?
He said, no, dude. He says, can't.
He wasn't down with it.
No, but like, I love filming at different locations. I think one of the most important part about like the vlogs is it gets so stale if you're in one spot for more than a minute. Yeah. And like, it needs to be one situation to the next. Even if it's one conversation, if it's carried out throughout like different locations, it's the best. Like, have you ever had a continuous conversation with a camera where you start in your house and you end up at a grocery store?
Oh, yeah,
it's just so entertaining to watch.
Yeah, that is good.
And, like, that's, like, what I love about... I mean, I don't have continuing conversations, but, like, it's so nice to see, like, it's so refreshing to see a new, like, house. Because some people hate this place. Some people hate my apartment. Some people hate, you know, in my car. So it's just nice to, like, cater to everyone. Because there's a lot of people in the vlogs, like... Jason, you'll be tons of people's favorites in the videos, right?
Really?
Yeah. And then in my videos, some people won't like you. Same with me. Some people hate me in my own videos. But like, that's what's so good about the vlogs is there's so many people. I think Joe, our friend, has a bio on Instagram and it says something like, watch my videos. If you don't like me, you'll like one of my friends.
Right.
It's like, it's exactly like the situation that I have. It's like, hey, if you don't like me, well, you'll probably fuck with one of my friends because I have at least six of them in each of my videos.
That comment always baffles me when it's like on your own vlog and someone's like, David's such an asshole. I'm like, well, why are you here? Why are you watching week after week? It's kind of odd. There's plenty of other YouTubers.
I love that. I also love when people talk about how conceited YouTubers are. That's the most amazing and mind baffling thing to me.
Oh, tell me.
Like when people will be like, David, you're so self absorbed. It's like, I'm very like, I mean, I don't know how to make this sound not douchey, yeah. But like I post about my life on the internet every day. Like, what person that's not somewhat self-absorbed would do such a fucking mad thing? Name one YouTuber and tell me that they're posting because they're humble. That's not a situation. That's not an argument. And like, I understand that there is a thing about being too cocky, but like, people that watch these videos have to kind of take a step back and realize these people think that their lives are so much more entertaining than yours that they're recording them and putting them on YouTube. Because they think that people want to watch them live. Like, think about how fucking crazy that is.
Yeah.
You have a vlog channel just dedicated to your family because you think your family is entertaining compared to most people have families. And you're like, no, fuck it. This family is something else. And then people still have the balls to comment something like, oh my God, you're so conceited. I can't believe you showed us your $2,000 movie ticket that you bought to some beautiful premiere. Right. Like, I never understood that argument of the internet world. Like, we're putting our lives on the internet. We're not all self-absorbed, but you have to have some level of, like, do you know what I mean?
Narcissism to do that.
And it's kind of, I hate that word because it is fucking, like, gross.
I think it's funny when you, like, I'm going to the store with my kids and I'm filming it and people think it's great.
Yeah.
That's what baffles me.
No, that blows my mind.
We had a water balloon fight the other day, and people were loving it.
See, and does that not just, like, feed your ego? Like, well, how am I filling up these water balloons?
It doesn't feed my ego at all. It just
I know what you mean. No,
it's just it's just the power of YouTube. That's all it is. And I get it. I get it. Like, we always have that argument here on the podcast, which is, like, you don't really like minutia, but I do. Like, when I listen
What's
to
minutia?
Minutia is, like, what'd you do this morning? Well, I woke up, I made two eggs.
Yeah.
Then I had bacon. Like, yeah. When other podcasts do that, I love that.
I hate when a lot of vloggers are like, okay, now I'm going out to breakfast, because like, I know that shit is fucking boring. And I know people watch it, because growing up, I would watch vloggers that would say, I'm going to breakfast now. This orange juice there's too much pulp in it. And I would love that shit, because you're in someone else's life. And there's like some level of being nosy that people like want to be.
Right.
And that's why they like watch vlogs.
Right.
But like, I'll even admit it. Like, even the little bit of self-absorption I have in me, I don't think my life is that interesting if I were to show you guys what I eat every day and how I go to bed.
Oh, I think it's fascinating.
I don't show you any meals. I just eat one meal a day.
David eats like once every 24 hours. And when he eats, it's insane. And then afterwards,
it's just a meal. There's nothing special about
it. No, you just had two sandwiches.
Yeah, did you see how I fall asleep? Did you see how I fell right asleep?
Yeah, yeah.
It's bad.
You gotta cut the bread out.
But before we move on, let me just like put a big knot on this narcissism talk. I don't want to end it in a way where I'm just like, fuck everybody out. You know what I mean?
I don't think you I don't think you said it like that at all.
I just want people to know that you can, there can be some level of self-love. Because you have to love yourself, I guess, in order to be successful, right?
Yeah.
And that's like the most important part about it. And some people do a better job of maybe not even covering it, but balancing the self-love out with love for others and showing like your generosity in videos. And some people do a worse job and come off as complete, you know, self-entitled douchebags.
Yeah.
Example me. No, I'm kidding.
No, but I mean, when you rent a Lamborghini, it's for the video.
Yeah.
You do it in a way where it's like, okay, I'm going to go around and make jokes with a Lamborghini.
Yeah. And I've also had an argument where, like, I know like a lot of social media kids that are really young that buy things like Lamborghinis when they can't even afford them. And my parents would always be like, or not even my parents, like all my friends would be like, why are they doing that? They're such douchebags. I'm like, whether they understand it or not, that's why people are watching, is because they are renting these Lamborghinis. And mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's a stupid purchase, but people want to see a 20-year-old with a Lamborghini because it is kind of fucking strange. And
yeah.
It's even more strange when you don't deserve it and you have a Lamborghini for a job like the internet, which a lot of people don't like understand yet, and that they're just like, this isn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always thought it was so interesting when like when like MadCon kids would get like Lamborghinis. MadCon was like a meet and greet convention where I don't want to speak for all of them, but most of them, you know, they would just go up and meet people and they'd maybe go on stage, jump around, just get, I don't know. I never went to one, so I can't speak for it, but it was just a bunch of like teenage kids that were attractive and they would make a lot of money. And a lot of them would drive really, really nice cars. And like I said, people wouldn't understand it, but I kind of feel like that's like kind of like the magic about watching them, because it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. It's like a Kardashian thing. Half the people love them and half the people want to hate them. And then that's how they get a big audience.
And why hate them? What's the point of hating them? I never got that. What's the point of hating Kylie Jenner for?
Because there's people out there. I don't hate Kylie Jenner. I don't hate all those people. There's people out there that work really hard putting together, you know, TV shows or movies or books or art.
Yeah,
you're right. Then all they do is, you know.
It is kind of bullshit, though, because like even us, for example, like we just started this podcast and we shot up to number one the first 2 days we did it. And that fucking sucks for people that have been working on these podcasts for years.
Yeah.
Like to watch a couple fucking dumb idiots just start a podcast and talk about how much they don't care about it and how they're number one. That would eat me out fucking alive.
For the record, I care very much. I mean, I'm here for...
I'm just saying, the first episode, we didn't seem... I mean, we seemed, you know, we seemed very casual about it. Like, we weren't looking to get right up to the top.
Yeah, that's our charm. I've been up and down so much, David, that it doesn't even... Nothing phases me. All I do is just put my head down. Like today, you were asleep on the couch. I feel like a zombie. And I just said, all right, let's go. Get the equipment together, put the SIM card in, test the audio.
When you woke me up today to do this podcast, you were literally like, let's do it. Let's get it over with. I'm like, Jesus, the magic is gone.
No. I love doing it. Once you get sitting next to me, I love it. But pulling you along is not fun.
It's so crazy. The craziest part about these podcasts is you guys don't understand, but we do them completely naked. It helps Jason. It helps Jason's creativity.
Helps me relax.
But yeah.
But look. We're all narcissistic. I should be more narcissistic.
What does that mean?
It means, you know, I don't know. I feel like I should be creating more something different that's more me. You know, or I don't think I am narcissistic enough. Like I don't like I like post a picture by myself. I don't like posting pictures alone on Instagram. I don't like the way I look.
I used to be like that too.
I don't like the way I look.
Until I just started smiling.
And I'm old. When I smile, like an old guy posting pictures of himself on Instagram, it's not a good look.
I don't see how you can be insecure about your looks at all, Jason. You're fucking 44 years old, which, let's be honest, it's getting up there.
Sure.
And you look really fucking good for your age. And you constantly complain about how you don't look good.
That's great. I think I look fine, like, walking around day to day, and I'm not like...
You narcissistic fuck.
I'm not like at the deli, like, oh my God, I'm so ugly. But to post pictures on Instagram, it's hard for me.
You think?
Yeah. It doesn't look good.
I didn't understand that either. Like, I only post Instagram pictures about myself. Yeah. And then I got comments, and someone commented, why is every picture of him? And I was like, what do you mean? This is my Instagram.
Right.
And that's when I started to meet Liza, and I saw that like she had this whole feed where she takes pictures of airplanes and her taco bowls. And like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I thought Instagram was just for you. I don't know. I guess
it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. But I never understood why people take pictures of other things, even though it looks really good, like on themes. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Well, no, I mean, I just think we're wrapping up what you were saying. That's all.
About the narcissism?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but like, we're YouTubers. We all kind of, even the ones that don't seem like they're into themselves, you kind of got to be into yourself.
You get, when you wake up in the morning, do you like look in the mirror and go, yeah?
No, I mean, you gotta.
I'm asking you a question.
Me?
Yeah, when you look in the mirror, what do you see?
I have a big thing about looking in mirrors.
What is it?
I like in high school, I would never do it. I'd wash my hands and I'd stand to the side of the mirror. It's actually really fucking weird.
You don't want to see yourself?
I don't know what it is about this like insecurity thing, but I don't want to see how I look the entire day. Maybe that's why I'm behind the camera all the time.
You don't go in there and like fix your hair and kind of like look at yourself and see like the angles.
If I'm about to take a picture, but no, I don't do that.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, I could tell the way you showed up today. You look like you were run over by a car.
I remember in high school specifically, every time I'd go wash my hands, I'd stand to the side of the sink so I wouldn't see the mirror.
That's so bizarre.
It is weird, but I think it was something about, it was like I didn't want to ruin the rest of my high school day by looking at myself. And it sounds really fucking weird and dark, but like, I don't know. Not a lot of people are fans of how they look like. And if they do, that's fucking great. That's phenomenal.
Oh, come on. You know there's a few people that we know very closely, like look in that mirror. And the day is fucking off and running. And they just love it.
No, I mean, here in LA, I'm sure there's a lot of people like
here
that.
In this house.
But I know back home that's not really the case. But
oh, no, sure.
There's more.
Ilya, your friend Ilya, I'm sure
he never fucking looks in the mirror.
I'm sure he looks in the mirror and he's like, yeah, bro.
No, but like there's that's like the thing about like, I don't know the word narcissism or like self-obsession, but like to love yourself, you don't have to fucking look good. You just have to feel right. Like right. If you feel yourself and you feel confident, that's narcissism to me. And it's not even, maybe it's not the word, but that's how I use it. And it's not like this bad thing. It's like that you can do whatever you want to do because you're confident in yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're not confident in yourself and you're doing YouTube, good fucking luck. Because those comments are going to tear you up. You're going to feel like shit. It's just going to, you gotta have self-love to put yourself out there.
Comments don't bother me. What does bother me is like, there's not, what I used to do, and I had no audience, but what I used to like do movies and stuff or write TV shows that were like about my life, that felt like, I was like really like trying to say something, and then YouTube's much lighter, but I have a bigger audience now.
Comments don't bother you?
No, not
at
all.
They bother me so much. I read every comment of every video.
We have I have an actor friend who is, you know, really big actor, and he gets bothered by it. I'm like, dude, you're a giant actor.
Who are we talking about? Oh. We only have one actor friend.
I have an actor friend.
Oh, so not Josh Peck?
Yeah, when Josh Peck gets bothered by a comment, I'm like, dude, you're... What are you worried about?
Like no,
Josh Peck.
A bad comment is kind of insane. Like it's one person that just disagrees with what you're doing. It's one entire life that's saying, "I'm not feeling this, dude."
But you don't.
You look like a pussy.
if the person walked up to you face to face and said that, then okay, yeah, that would ruin my day.
No, you're right. You're right.
You have no idea what's going on with that person. I'll tell you a story. This girl, she wrote all these awful DMs to me. And I wrote her back. I said, I don't know what your problem is. You know, she was like 16.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what your problem is. I don't understand. This is how I make my living. You know, it was stuff about my family, you know. And this was on Vine. And she came at me. And it really bothered me. And then my friend looked up her dad. And we called her dad and called her mom and got her grounded. And then she wrote me back and apologized.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you...
Yeah, that was when I really had not a lot going on.
You're fucking yelling at me for telling your girlfriend that you cheated on her, and you're telling on 16-year-olds to their parents for being mean to you.
It was more of an experiment. Like,
shut up.
I told my unemployed friend, and he had nothing else to do, and then he called me back like 5 minutes later and like, here, this is her dad. I found her dad. They lived in like, you know, Mendocino.
You're the type of guy to fly down there and deliver a beating. What the fuck was that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God. That's
How are you doing? How's your stamina? What's going on?
I don't know what you mean by stamina.
How's your sex life? Huh?
My sex life?
Getting any?
Any other brilliant questions?
No, how's your... I mean sex. I meant like, you know, how are you holding up?
How am I holding up?
Yeah.
I'm good.
You look like hell.
Well, what? No, I'm
have you thought about working out at all? Have you thought about getting some exercise?
Who are you?
I'm your friend.
I would love to get some
guy,
exercise.
Huh?
Dude, you know what? Are you being serious about me working out? Like, are you being like, you're losing your shape?
No, I don't think you're losing your shape. About, you're 20. You're not going to lose your shape.
Okay, because someone came up
you
to
will
me
in
at 18.
5 years.
Someone came up to me at this like huge meetup we had, a random guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he puts his arm around me, takes a picture with me, and right after the picture goes... Dave, you should start working out. You're getting big. And I'm like, and I made just some stupid joke as if I just got bullied. And I'm like, what? I was so confused.
Let's break that down. There's a number of things he could have meant. One, you're fat. Number two,
You're fat.
Number two, you need to lose weight. No, number two, you're a big star now. You should go to the gym because you're in the public eye. Wow, that could have been number two.
Then he really fucked up that joke, if that's what he meant.
Or number three, he was telling a bad joke. I mean, look, we try to make jokes for a living, so I think we're pretty good at it. But the general public sometimes, when they try to make jokes...
I wasn't even like offended. I was just honestly just confused. I'm like, I wonder what he means by this.
I don't know. People try to make jokes all the time, and most of the time they fail. I know I do, and I do it professionally, and I fail. Like, I make it like one out of six.
That's just so interesting to me. Like, I wonder I wish he could be here right now. We could talk to him.
Just try.
Oh, yeah, I meant you're fat. Okay, thank you. That's all the time we have for.
Glad I drove to Calabasas to get that answer.
We flew him out here from Arkansas, $800 just to answer our question.
Yeah, that was fun on Saturday. We went down to the beach. We hung out down by the beach, and we took some pictures.
We got a brand deal. Jason and I got a brand deal together for AT&T.
Man, that's sweet.
We're working down at the beach. What'd you say?
Love you, money.
You love you, money?
Sweet money.
I love working with brands. Brands are so amazing. I asked them if I could have a Lamborghini.
Oh, my God. That was so great. This is why David's great. We went and we did this job for this company. And can we say what it is?
Yeah, you can say
it. We went and did this job for AT&T and iHeartRadio. They're blah, 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 blah. This is two
They're
part.
They're great. They're taking care of us really nice.
They're great.
Yeah.
And then we were leaving. This is two part. There's two parts of the job. Go to Hermosa Beach and do something. And then go to Miami this weekend and do something. And then we're leaving. And David just goes, hey, can I get a Lamborghini wrapped in the AT&T logo when I land in Miami? And everybody was just kind of like looking around at each other. And the woman who's like in her 50s, who's the head of the AT&T promotion, super nice lady, just goes, yeah. Like, no one will say no to David. No one will say no to you.
And then Fernando chimes in and goes, yeah, that could be part of their budget.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fernando started rationalizing, like, it's not going to be that much. Like, you know, $1,500 for the rental, $1,500 for the wrap.
No, but like, these companies have so much money for like marketing. So giving us a Lamborghini to do a bunch of bits in would be great.
If we landed in Miami.
Lamborghinis are incredible things. Can I just talk about those? Horrible things to drive. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, we had one the other day, and David got in it, and we literally couldn't go down the street. Because
It's you got to drive so slow over bumps. It's the worst thing. It's not a reasonable car at all. I mean, it's obviously just meant, you know, for a nice like weekend stroll, but like it's pretty unrealistic to have as like a car.
Oh, you can't get in and out of it. Like I can. I'm old. I can barely get in and out of it.
Watching Jason get out of a Lamborghini is like watching me trying to get out of a pool with like baby oil all over the floor, and I just keep slipping.
With weights on your ankles.
With weights on my ankles. Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough. I'm glad. I'm glad I've
tasted Lamborghini.
Yes, and now I don't even want it.
Yeah, but I still want it though, just because it's like. It is like that, hey, look at me, I'm a fucking douchebag. And I feel like everybody kind of wants to like live that even for a little bit.
I think you're going to be out of that in about 6 months.
You think?
Because that's not who you are. That's not who you are as a person at all.
I know, but my...
You're much more real and down to earth than that.
But my high school wish was always to pull up to my high school reunion in a Lamborghini. And like we got to do it, you know? Even if it's a rental, I got to do it. I had a thought the other day. What if you pull up to your high school graduation in Lamborghini and you pull up and you're like, fuck yeah, I finally did it. You pull into the parking lot. Everyone else is driving the same Lamborghini.
That'd be funny.
Just a bunch of orange Lamborghinis in the parking lot. Like, wow, I guess we all did pretty well.
I guess we all know where to rent a Lamborghini.
No, but yeah, Lamborghini's not my style. It's funny because I drive a Tesla and a Model X. It's the most amazing car on the planet, Jason.
It's the most... Anytime David asks me to go somewhere, I can't say no because it's like going to a hotel. It's so great.
I have a maid that just sits in the back of it.
No, you don't.
Yes, it's very
the maid
dirty.
The car is a mess.
The maid is dead because of how messy the car is. No, it's a beautiful car. And the way I look at that car compared to a Lamborghini, some of you guys probably don't even care about this conversation, but a Lamborghini is like this, like, just this, imagine this douchebag in high school that's just a fucking dick, but he's gorgeous. He's just stunning. And then a Tesla is just the guy that's cute and has this incredible charm. that you don't
Are
know.
You talking about yourself.
No, I'm talking about the fucking car. But like, just like the Tesla is just so intelligent compared to like.
And he's still funny, and he knows how to make 4 minute and 20 second.
And he has brown hair and brown eyes
and a beautiful smile.
20 years old, has a podcast with Jason Nash. Soon is going to kick him off it. What?
Any day now.
Any day now.
Man, who would you replace me with?
Who would I replace you with? Yeah. If you weren't working on this podcast,
if you kicked me off, yeah.
No, I think you're the perfect second person on this podcast by far.
Jason, you're the perfect second person.
Perfect second person. Yeah.
It's my first person.
If anybody needs to stand behind me, it's you.
No one stands behind me quite like you, Jason. No one shines standing behind me.
No, I would love, should we tell them where the end goal with this would be?
Yeah.
The main goal of this podcast is to probably turn it into maybe something visual and then to take over someone's late night position. I would love to host a late night show with Jason. That'd be really funny.
You really want that?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's because people used to ask me what I wanted to be, and that's what I said I wanted to be, and I'm just kind of sticking to it.
So you're really going to hold on to all the things you said? Like, you know, did you want to be an astronaut too? I mean,
never.
Fireman?
No.
You always just wanted to be in TV.
I had a shooting star. There was a night in Ohio when a bunch of shooting stars. Yeah, I'm serious. 11 years old.
Okay.
And it was a bunch of shooting stars were like falling or what. I don't know. It was just a shooting star. Maybe it was a meteor thing, but whatever. You make wishes on anything. And I made a wish, and it was to be very wealthy and then I made another wish to be a professional tennis player. Like, because I was playing tennis at the time. And then I don't know if I had a dream or the next morning I woke up and I'm like, whoa, one of those is going to come true, but not the other.
Right.
And then like ever since then, I've been like, okay, now I know what I want to do. I want to do late night because that'll make me money and I'm going to love it.
But that wasn't the shooting star at all. You just decided that that's how you're going to make your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I want to make my money in a way like that, I would enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be good at fucking late night. Fucking late night. Just having sex with all the hosts.
I think you'd be good at it.
I don't know.
I think that's what this is. I think that's what.
You know what I'm not good at?
What?
Is when we have a guest.
Yeah, you don't give a shit about them?
No, that's not true. If I had a guest and you weren't here, it'd be great. But since you're here, if you and the guest have a conversation and I space out of it for 10 seconds, I'm off. Like, I will never come back.
What?
That's why I love this, is because I'm talking so much. And once I stop talking, in even real life conversations, I can never dig my way back into them.
You never shut up. What are you talking about?
That's not fucking true, Jason.
When we're all hanging out, you always have stuff to say.
We're going to Josh Peck's wedding.
Right.
I want you to watch me. And if I lose my groove in speaking to people, you're going to watch me be quiet for the rest of the night. Because that's just how I work.
Really?
Yeah. If I zone out for a second, I'm lost. And it fucking blows.
We're sitting with John Stamos.
Yeah,
John
how cool is that, guys? We're sitting with John Stamos at Josh Peck's wedding. Now, this may not be cool to you guys, but this is my fucking childhood. I never
saw Drake and Josh, so I don't really care that much. But I do love Josh.
All the time used to watch Drake and Josh, and all the time used to watch Full House. And
never watched Full House.
Very notable characters on both of the shows. And I'm sitting with one of the Full House actors, the best looking out of the group, the guy who's like really, arguably one of the most successful out of the group right now, right?
Stamos?
Yeah.
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 Sure.
And then
definitely the best looking.
And then Josh Peck, who's fucking Josh. I'm at his wedding, guys. I don't know. It seems so surreal to me. I was in the car yesterday with Jason and I literally just went, what the fuck? What's going on?
Yeah. David was really shocked by it. I'm not that shocked by it because.
Cause yeah, you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch the show, but I did meet Stamos one day. David and I went and shot a bit with Stamos and Josh and Stamos was great, man. He just like right away, like he just started like busting balls.
Yeah, he picked up on Jason's character and he's like, so when are you going to see your kids? Like literally 2 minutes within we met John Stamos.
And then in like a real caring way, he like put his arm on my shoulder and he was like, what happened, man? How come you never got work as an actor?
Jesus.
And I was like, I don't know, John. Let's just shoot this, okay?
You start crying, John, not you too. God damn it.
But hopefully we'll get some. I don't want to build it up too much, but I'm hoping we'll get some interaction with Stamos, you know, like some
he's
joking around the table. Maybe I should pre-write some jokes.
He's really fucking great. And I haven't met too many actors, but like I see a similarity between him, Rob Riggle.
Me.
Yeah, and you. I see a similarity between him, Rob Riggle, and Josh Peck. That's that's this level of like confidence. That's like, it's not even like an egotistical confidence. It's like they're comfortable in their own shoes. And it's kind of like back to what I was saying earlier about the YouTuber and like narcissism thing. It's like, that's exactly what they are, is they're just so comfortable with themselves that it's just easy to get along with them, because it's just like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you get it. Do you know what I mean? You're looking at me like you don't. Or you just maybe spaced out.
I mean, look, they're confident actors that are successful guys that have everything in the world. And they make, yeah, you're saying they make everyone else around them comfortable because they're so confident.
I also don't think that they're necessarily confident just because they're successful actors. I think they may be successful actors because they are confident. And I don't want you to get them mixed up, maybe, you know?
Well, people find confidence. Sometimes people aren't confident until they find their trade too.
Like. No, totally, totally. But like, I don't know. I really appreciated like talking to them. I'm just like, whoa, like these guys fucking have it in the bag.
I hope he just like, you know, hangs out. I hope we get some interaction.
You want to hang out with him?
Maybe he'll invite us back to his house.
Shut up.
After the wedding.
Yeah, that won't fucking happen.
Could happen.
What if he invites me and not you?
I'll vlog it.
I'd invite you, don't worry. I'd be like, hey, can my friend Jason come?
I don't know, man. I just really wanted to be you and Liza. I wouldn't care at all.
Liza's actually, one of her first Instagram posts was a picture of Uncle Jesse, which is John Stamos' character.
Right.
And how attractive he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I got to keep Liza away from John Stamos.
That's something that could be a good conversation starter, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be
great.
Or
maybe not.
He's going to, yeah.
He would love it, probably.
He'd love it, and he would nonstop give me those jokes. Like, at least your girlfriend likes me better than you do.
Yeah, he would.
Maybe I shouldn't mention anything about that.
So you're going to pick me up for the wedding, right? You're going to drive me?
I'm going to pick you up.
Or you want to go alone with Liza?
No, I'll go with you.
You sure?
Jason, you have this weird thing. Jason has this weird thing where he thinks that Liza and I can like constantly want to be by ourselves.
It's a boyfriend-girlfriend thing, David. People like their alone time.
We're alone enough.
Yeah, just if you ever don't want me there, I'll just take an Uber.
That's never happened.
I could have brought a date, you know.
To where?
I was offered to bring a date to Josh's wedding.
Yeah, Jason, that's very far from I could have brought a date. Yes, they gave you permission to bring a date.
I checked one, though. Because, you know, you don't bring a date like just anybody. You're not supposed to do that.
It has to be your significant other.
Yeah, no, it's got to be somebody you're like serious with.
You it's know, not like just going to a premiere.
Yeah.
You can't just bring like Zane.
Can't just. what if I did that?
Just your roommate.
So Jason brought Zane?
Why don't you bring your ex-wife? You're trying to get back together with her and all.
She would not go with me. She wouldn't be seen with me doing that.
Even what about sitting at a table with John Stamos?
She wouldn't care about that.
Wow.
I got stuck at the singles table way in the back. That was an interesting experience.
There's a singles table?
Yeah. Basically, they take all the rejects and they put them in the back. I'm surprised I'm sitting with you.
Well, you're like our dad. You're like chaperoning me and Liza, basically.
Yeah. I'm glad. That would have sucked if they stuck me in the back.
This is my first wedding past the age of 7. I think I went to a wedding like back in Slovakia or something when I was really young. But this is my first wedding.
You don't have a suit.
I don't have a suit.
What are you going to do?
Probably borrow one of yours.
I'm not your size.
Do you have suits that are clean?
Yeah.
I just imagine all of them have coffee stains.
Well, that's different. A suit, you wear it like twice a year.
Jason, you can wear a suit for 5 minutes and it'll have coffee stains.
No doubt. The day I put it on in the Tesla, I'll spill like iced coffee on it without question.
You don't even have to have coffee. Some guy can just drive by us and magically coffee will fly out of his window into ours and land on your stomach. Because somehow that's your luck when it comes to wearing nice things and getting them stained.
Let's go buy you a suit.
I don't want to buy a suit.
Why? Are you going to wait till the last minute so that Saturday? Just start doing things the right way, David.
I'm buying khakis.
You're going to wear khakis to the wedding?
No, I'll buy a suit. I will buy a suit. I will go to the wedding and I'm going to have a good time.
Let's go do it right now.
You want to go buy a suit right now?
Yeah. I'll go with you and I'll film it.
Let's fucking do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast, then.
Yeah. Check out my social medias.
Yeah. Jesus. You went into that quick.
I was thinking of it.
You're like, David, end this shit so I can plug my social medias quick.
I was
quick.
Thinking of it today. I was like, David always signs off and like doesn't plug anything.
Go. Okay. Everybody follow Jason Nash on everything.
Yeah.
It's great to find him. Guys, and tweet us what you think of the podcast, because I love fucking listening to that. Like, if you guys hate it, let me know. If you don't like something about it, let me know. If you love something about it, let me know.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, and thank you guys for listening.
Make sure you tweet me at David Dobrik, tweet him at Jason Nash, and we'll see you guys later. This has been David Dobrik's podcast.
You son of a bitch.
All right, bye, guys.